Hi, welcome to Praxis Orthocare Podcast. This is Dr. Sushal Shantakumar, consultant orthopedic surgeon with you. This podcast show is dedicated for spreading ideas in the form of talks covered in a broad range of orthopedic topics. Shoulder pain can make the most simple activity difficult. Suddenly, brushing your teeth, getting dressed, and driving can become excruciating. If you are experiencing discomfort in one or both of your shoulders, it's important to seek medical advice before assuming the issue is something trivial. While it might be the result of sleeping in an unusual position or due to a minor strain after a workout, it's also possible to feel aches and pain as a result of rheumatoid arthritis or sometimes, in the rare cases, a heart attack. Shoulder pain after sleeping is one of the most common symptoms for patients with shoulder conditions such as shoulder impingement, bursitis, tendinitis, rotator cuff tears, frozen shoulder, and finally, frank arthritis. Here is everything you'll learn from today's post about shoulder pain and relief at night. Why does my shoulder pain get worse at night? How should I sleep if my shoulder hurts? 5 ways to relieve shoulder pain in the night. How do I know if it's a minor strain or a serious injury? And finally, when to seek treatment for shoulder pain. So friends, let's get started and know more about shoulder pain at night. Why does my shoulder pain get worse at night? Shoulder pain at night is a very common problem and can be both disruptive and frustrating. The most common cause of night pain in your shoulder is due to a process we call rotator cuff tendinosis and shoulder bursitis. While there is no exact science as to why your shoulder pain is worse at night, some factors may be sleeping on your side, direct pressure on your shoulder, and on your mattress as well. Certainly, using your shoulder during the day means that the bursa is more inflamed and the rotator cuff tendon is overworked by the end of the day. Hence, the symptoms worsen by nighttime. Other factors may be unrelieved tension of pressure and stress. During the day, the weight of the arm and gravity help to increase the space in your shoulder, which in turn reduces pressure and compression on the bursa and the rotator cuff tendons. However, at night and during sleep, this is no longer the case as gravity is eliminated when you're lying flat. The muscles are also relaxed while sleeping and are not activated to center the ball within the socket. So the humerus is pushed up and this reduces the subacromial space. Direct pressure when sleeping directly on this painful side increases the problem, especially when this occurs for an extended period of time when you're in deep sleep. Pressure for prolonged periods throughout the night puts direct compression on the subacromial joint space and compresses this inflamed tissue and bursa. Uncontrolled movements of the arm or sleeping with your arm across your chest or even above your head for extended periods, that is abnormal positions, are other factors that may contribute to more pain in the night and during sleeping. So, how should I sleep if my shoulder hurts? Going to sleep with shoulder pain is difficult, and certainly if you wake up due to shoulder pain, falling back asleep can be very troublesome. Resting your shoulder during day may reduce the inflammation, reducing the pain enough that you can sleep. Taking tablets that help reduce pain and inflammation, such as analgesics and anti-inflammatories, can also assist in reducing pain during the night. Taking the tablets well before nighttime is advisable to allow enough time for them to work. If you wake up with a shoulder that hurts after directly lying on the shoulder, try sleeping on the opposite side. It might sound obvious, but it isn't as easy as it sounds, given you don't often control your movements when in deep sleep. Try placing a pillow behind you to stop rolling over while sleeping on your affected shoulder and changing sides with your bed partner depending on which shoulder is involved. Sleeping propped up on a few pillows or a special bed that might be a bit upright will also help the pain. Doing some light stretching might also help to relieve the shoulder pain. It may relax some of the tight muscles around the shoulder and also create some space to open up the shoulder so that the pain reduces and you can get back to sleep. 5 ways to reduce shoulder pain in the night. There are several simple remedies you can try at home. The most common ones include: number 1, ice packs. If your pain is a result of an injury, applying a cold pack will help reduce swelling and numb the area. Keep in mind that this is a temporary treatment and always seek medical treatment. Number two, heat treatment. If your pain is a result of chronic condition, applying a heat pack will soothe the area and improve blood flow. Number three, stretching. The shoulders, neck and upper back often carry the brunt of stress. Stretching exercises performed properly will help release the pain. Number four, avoid heavy lifting. If lifting items is part of your job, ask whether your duties can be modified. If you cannot, then take a couple of days off. Number five, improve your posture. Slouching over a desk all day will cause large amount of stress on your neck, shoulders and back. Being mindful of your posture will reduce the strain. If none of the suggestions work, your doctor may suggest other conservative forms of treatment such as anti-inflammatory medications, cortisone injections or physiotherapy. In the most extreme cases, you may also require surgery. How do I know if it's a minor strain or a serious injury? If you know the pain stems from carrying a heavy handbag or backpack, manual labor or an intense workout, topical creams and at-home treatment should relieve the pain within a couple of days. If time goes by with no improvement, then you may have an injury. If you are suffering from any of the symptoms listed below, go visit a doctor as soon as possible. These are the signs of serious injury. Pain with trouble breathing or tight chest. The shoulder looks disfigured. Acute pain that prevents you from doing even minor simple tasks. Swelling in the shoulder. The arm feels weak or numb. And there is restriction of range of motion. What are the common causes of shoulder pain at night? If you already have a shoulder condition, sleeping on the injured shoulder will likely cause you to wake up in pain. The same goes for sleeping with your arms bent under your pillow or in the fetal position. All of these put pressure on the injury and restrict blood flow. And if you haven't changed your mattress in 8 years or more, the lack of support could be causing you additional pain. Regardless of what time you are experiencing pain, the following can be the culprit. Trauma, especially if there is a fracture or a dislocation, tendinitis, bursitis, rotator cuff injuries from blunt force or repetitive movements, shoulder impingement, underlying conditions such as rheumatoid arthritis or osteoporosis, and finally, frozen shoulder. So when do I seek treatment for shoulder pain? Living with shoulder pain, especially if it wakes you up in the night or makes your sleep difficult, is challenging. If your shoulder pain persists for a period of few weeks or worsens, it is recommended to seek consultation and treatment. More worrying signs that may present with pain include weakness, loss of movement or instability. These additional symptoms warrant immediate investigation. The first step would be to see your family doctor, who will ask you specific questions and examine your shoulder to narrow the diagnosis, as well as order tests to help work out what is wrong with your shoulder. Getting x-rays are useful to check that you don't have arthritis, spurs or other bone issues that might be causing your night pain. Additional investigations to assess the soft tissues, including the rotator cuff tendons and the bursa, might include an ultrasound scan or an MRI scan. Depending on what is found during these consultations, your doctor might suggest an injection to your shoulder, such as a corticosteroid, which reduces inflammation and pain. Seeing your physiotherapist for exercises may help settle the symptoms, and then strengthening the shoulder is also a good option. If your symptoms persist despite these treatments, or if they worsen, your family doctor may suggest a review with a specialist shoulder orthopedic surgeon for further treatment. Surgical options to help alleviate the pain and improve your shoulder function depend on the diagnosis. Most of the surgeries can be performed using keyhole or what we call arthroscopic methods. They include removing the inflamed bursa, removing bone spurs, and reattaching torn rotator cuff tendons. If your shoulder pain is from a condition called adhesive capsulitis or what we commonly call frozen shoulder, your shoulder surgeon can release the tight and inflamed structures such as ligaments and capsule in your shoulder that cause the pain and stiffness. Lastly, if your pain is due to severe arthritis, a shoulder replacement might be a good option to treat your pain and in fact even improve your shoulder range of motion and power. So hope you got an idea about why does my shoulder pain worsen at night. If you have any more doubts about this or any problems related to orthopedics, don't hesitate to talk to your doctor, because you have every right to know about all the options before you start treatment. And as always, for free resources and materials, head over to www.praxisorthocare.com. Stay up to date with an interesting topics in orthopedics through Praxis Orthocare podcast series, including new audio recordings every week. Thank you so much for listening, and it's me, Dr. Sushal, signing off.